Dan Fitzgerald with you for the program this Tuesday. Well, a gas company operating near Alice Springs is looking to extract helium from its existing wells. Central Petroleum, it runs the Marini field, which has been producing gas for decades. And the gas there, well, it contains a small amount of helium. And the company has entered into a memorandum of understanding with a US company to install a helium recovery unit at its Marini wells. CEO Leon Devaney told me about this project with Twin Bridges.
The project is a helium recovery unit, which essentially would be placed in our existing operating field at Marini, and would essentially just divert sales gas, run it through a membrane process, and separate helium that's already in the existing gas stream, separate it out into a high concentration, which we could then sell as compressed helium gas into the domestic market. The existing gas stream that we sell out of Marini has over 0.2% helium, which is a moderate level. But given the field is up and running and we have brownfield economics and the process itself is quite simple, leveraging off the infrastructure that's already there, it's a really good project, makes a lot of sense. And we're really excited to progress it to FID and hopefully in the not too distant future be producing and selling helium gas into the domestic market.
And how much helium do you think you might be able to produce?
So with the current production we have out of Marini, we're looking at about 60,000 standard cubic feet per day. That gas would then get compressed, as I said, and would be able to be distributed and sold in the Australian domestic market for helium. And it's a good size. It's a good volume of helium gas. The current only source of helium domestic production is scheduled to be closing this year up in Darwin. And so this project is a great opportunity to bring on domestic production in Australia for helium. It's obviously a critical resource. It's got a lot of applications and technology. So quite a strategic resource for Australia to have domestic production of. And this would be the, once the Darwin production falls away, this project would be the sole source of domestic helium production in Australia. So quite exciting.
Do you think you're likely to get a good price from the market because of that, being the only producer in Australia?
Yeah, and that's one of the real key drivers that makes this project really interesting for us. The global market has been tightening over the past few years. And in addition to that, obviously, the domestic market with the fall off in domestic production this year will have an additional shortage. So filling that supply and bringing helium, which is a very difficult gas to find and produce commercially, to be able to do that and to do it in Australia and provide that important gas to the domestic customers in Australia is really exciting for us.
All going to plan. When do you hope to be producing some helium?
Look, we've got a target of trying to get to FID by the end of this year. I think, you know, that's aspirational, but very doable if everything goes well. So that's sort of our target. I would think that certainly by half of next year is a backstop date for us, but it's not too difficult of a project. It's not overly complicated. And we've got a great partner in Twin Bridges who has experience doing this. So we're really quite encouraged that this FID process can move along quickly and we can get a good result and get going on the project and get it built and get into production.
Still on helium, your company, Central Petroleum and Santos, had an agreement with a private company called Peak Helium to drill some exploration wells in Central Australia looking for more helium. But that deal, it looks to have fallen through. Can you tell us what's happened?
Yeah. So a couple of years ago, we did do a farm out agreement with Peak Helium. That agreement was the catalyst for a three-well subsalt exploration program targeting helium throughout the Amadeus Basin. Peak Helium is in default under our various farm out and joint venture arrangements for monies due. And we announced today that we're progressing our legal rights under those agreements. In the interim, we've agreed with the operator, Santos, that the three-well program will be put on pause until we work through the situation with Peak, and Santos and ourselves come up with a revised path forward for the program.
Okay, so no exploration for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, certainly the program that we had announced under that farm out with Peak is on hold. And until we resolve matters with Peak and regroup with Santos, the program is on hold. And, you know, we are obviously looking for a new path forward. We've got a lot of confidence and interest in getting subsalt drilled and having that exploration program occur. The Amadeus Basin is a incredibly exciting basin for helium as well as natural gas. We find helium throughout the basin, and in particular in the areas that we're trying to drill our subsalt prospects. And this helium recovery unit has really brought a renewed interest from other parties in that exploration. So we're confident that we'll ultimately get a good program in place and be able to test our subsalt prospects for helium. Obviously, having existing production, existing helium reserves within the basin just helps add confidence for investors coming in on the exploration side.
He's Leon Devaney. He is the CEO of Central Petroleum, which, yeah, you heard there, is very interested in helium in Central Australia. You might have mentioned, you might have heard Leon say there that Australia's only current producer of helium is in Darwin. It's a byproduct of the Darwin LNG plant, which is owned by Santos. That plant is due to go offline sometime this year, with only about one more shipment of LNG to come from the Bayu-Undan field. So when that field is done and dusted, that'll be the end of local helium production in Australia, unless Central Petroleum gets up and running. It is